Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
iHeart Podcast Awards 2023 Podcast of the Year, Las Culturistas, with SNL's Bowen Yang and comedian Matt Rogers.
There's stuff happening in 2024 that we really need to address.
Pop culture and huge guests, like the latest episode with
Dua Lipa.
The more I think about it, the more scared and nervous I get.
Listen to the newest episode of Las Culturistas with Dua Lipa and all episodes on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Las Culturistas to start listening.
Are you in show business, cowboy?
Are you enjoying the show? Are you happy to see me?
I love your Lily Vonstoop. Oh, Miss Lily. Oh, Miss Lily.
Why don't you loosen your bullets and stay a while?
What are we doing? What kind of lives are these? We're not men.
No.
It's a job. Job about half crazy.
Someone's got to do it.
That's right. Yeah, we just halfway through this big show. We're going to bang on the drum, try to beat the blonde. Big show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we beat the blonde for a Southernese Pets Pack. We all love our dogs. Our blonde's living with 5 right now. If yours has anxiety issues, like during a thunderstorm, or you're staying with Tater, you've got to try the bacon-flavored pet CBD gummies from Southernese Pets. Go to southerneasepets.com or look for their link at thebigshow.com. By the way, use code JBB, get an exclusive offer. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. But first, get that Friday morning song.
I expect action, and before 11 o'clock tonight.
Mister, you better find yourself another line of work. This one sure don't fit your pistol.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I have been having a very bad day.
I don't want to work. I
Work.
Hey, man, what are we gonna do, man? We gotta get out of here.
Do you guys have a life? I mean, do you do anything besides this creepy stuff? What do you do for fun?
Oh, no, we don't have fun. We just work. Here's our fun right now.
Work.
Well, I realize my father makes a lot of money, but you see, he's not giving me any.
Yeah, weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the time between work and more work, the time when you go out looking for happiness and end up hunched over somebody else's toilet the weekend.
When things are at their darkest, pal, it's a brave man who can kick back and party.
I hate work.
All I need are some tasty waves. Cool buzz. And I'm fine.
I don't want to play, I just want to bang on the drum all day. I don't want to work, I want to bang on the drum all day.
Oh, jolly, I'm hot today.
I don't want to play, I just want to bang on the drum all day.
I'm having chest pain.
I don't want to work, I want to bang on the drum all day.
Work.
I hate work.
I've had enough of this doo-doo.
Heart beating, hands sweating, ready to beat the blonde. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. Come on, we'll get a contestant. Play next. It's a big show on the radio, rolling through you Friday. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway and the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th. Marvin Webster, he got black slang for white people. Search for keyword slang. And you hit the Bitbox at thebigshow.com. Hey, right now, let's play Beat the Blonde with our contestant out of Macon, Georgia. Say hey to Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Well, good morning, John Boy.
Good morning, hey. Buddy. All right, Kim, know what we're going to do. Ask our girl some questions. She will answer. You agree or disagree.
Okay.
You get two right for two wrong. You win. Okay.
I don't have any married ones. I need a break from the married question.
Girl.
Okay.
All right. Well, Tater, are most of the people who go to nudist camps, or are most of the people who go to nudist camps, you were right, are they married?
I knew you were going to ask me.
So we got you naked and a marriage question here.
Yeah. I don't know. Hey, Jackie, when you go to camp, are most of the people there, are they married, your friends?
Yeah, sure.
Yep. The answer is yes, they are married.
I didn't know there was a phone-a-friend element here.
Kim Tater says yes, most are married. Do you agree or disagree?
I'll have to agree on that.
And you are agreeing, Ann. That's the thing to do. Yes, they're most married and most have children.
Wow.
Two.
Wow.
So, there you go.
Aren't those kids proud?
Where are you going this weekend, Mac?
All right. One ride. One more ride, right. Kim, and you snagged a Southernese Pets Pack. Tater, according to the experts, it is okay to freeze your persimmons.
Well, no, Jumbo, you're old enough to know you should always dress warm enough to protect your persimmons.
To protect your persimmons.
So I'm going to say that no, it's not okay to freeze them.
No, it is not okay to freeze your persimmons. Kim, do you agree or disagree?
Well, I got two persimmon trees out in my backyard by the lake. And they get kind of gushy when they get ripe. I'd say I agree.
You agree that
yeah.
you should not freeze your persimmons? I can't remember what you said.
Yeah. That's no, right. You shouldn't freeze them.
No. And that is... Yes. They say, actually, it makes them taste better. How about that, wow. Kim? You might have to try that now.
Yeah, stupid, man.
I had a persimmon tree growing up. Oh, I love them things.
I've never eaten one. Oh, man.
Now, if you get a bad one, it'll turn your mouth inside out.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yeah.
That's right. Do you eat it peel and all?
Yeah, back in the day.
So is it like a grape?
I know the deer love them.
Orange, isn't
it? Oh, man, it's the best pudding. You remember me and Mario always talk about Frankie, my mom, and yeah. Annie Mae, his mama, with the cinnamon pudding. That's what we talk about. It's so good. Okay, anyway. Kim, I'll buy some persimmons from
yeah,
you.
No kidding. He's got two by the lake.
And I know. All right, so here we go. All right, we're going to win it or lose it on this question. So, Marcy, did the ancient kings of Egypt know what a pear was?
Oh, yeah. Cleopatra showed them all the time. Yeah, they knew.
Remember the salmons and pears?
Did they eat pears? No, they didn't know what a pear was.
They did not know what a pear was back in ancient Egypt. Kim, agree or disagree?
Well, I'm just going to take a guess and I disagree.
And you disagree, and that,
I said no, they didn't know what they are.
No.
So he's saying yes, that they did know.
Yes, and that was the thing to do. They did know.
And Jackie said the nude people are married.
Have you ever played this game before?
Yeah.
I don't think he likes the way I'm answering.
I guess. Maybe he's just used to not listening to the female voice.
So it looks like Kim did win. Then.
Yes.
All right, that's
way
great.
To go, man.
That's great. And by all the way, right. The ancient kings of Egypt, they loved pears and even painted pictures of them in their tombs.
Well,
I've never been to Egypt, so I'm sorry.
We'll start paying more attention to you. Kim, good work, buddy. Southern East Pets Pack, head down to Macon for you.
Fantastic. Hey, listen, the last time I called was my first call, and I didn't get mooed.
Oh, well, let's moo you.
There we go.
Hello, boy. Nice. All right, hang on. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. Special Clinton Friday song by request. Hang on. Show on the radio. We all love our Friday morning songs. We are gonna. We're talking about Biden called Clinton and Obama in last week or so to raise some money for him.
Yeah.
Our listener said, man, all right, Clinton back on the scene. Got to play our favorite Friday song from today. Oh, you got it. It's the Clinton Mamba.
Mr. President, your wife called. She's busy in New York. She won't be coming home this weekend.
Thanks, Betty. Okay, fellas, it's party time. One, two, three, four, five. Everybody in the limo. Come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The wife's out of town, so I think I really wanna call some names from my little black book. Guaranteed to make this party cook. We'll call Angela and Pamela and Buffy and Vicky, and before you know it, everything will be freaky. We're gonna throw it down, then we're gonna pick it up. These girls are cute as a little speckled pup. I know I said that I learned my lesson, but I just can't keep from messing. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita, if you please, a little bit of Tina, she's a sleaze, a little bit of Sandra, she's so funky, a little bit of Mary, she's kind of chunky, a little bit of Jessica's what I see, a little bit of break from Hillary.
Mr. President, the girls from Hooters are here, sir.
All right, send them right in. Hey, girls, come on in. Y'all are looking good. Hey, are those chicken wings?
Yeah,
put them on the conference table right over there. Hey, y'all want to see the war room?
Yeah!
Jump up and down and move it all around. Put your hands in the air, throw your clothes on the ground, then climb on board and we'll have fun. Want to take a ride on Air Force One? We'll fly so high, we'll touch the sky, and if we get caught, we'll lie. A little bit of Sandy on my lap, a little bit of Tiffany, she likes rap, a little bit of Rita, if you please, a little bit of Tina, she's a sleaze, a little bit of Sandra on the fly, a little bit of Mary on the sly, a little bit of Jessica raising Cain, a little break from that old ball and chain.
Mr. President, the diplomatic pouch from Jamaica just arrived, sir.
All right. Light that baby up. Hey, want to see me inhale?
Let's see it. Yeah. You go, Blocking Willie. Willie. Hold it. That's all right. Come on. Can you do it? Hold it. Wow.
Smooth.
Yeah.
A little bit of Monica in the house, a little bit of something on her blouse, a little bit of Rita, she's a go, a little bit of Tina, she's a hoe, a little bit of Sandra on the desk, a little bit of Mary, she's the best, a little bit of Jessica in my life, a great big secret from my wife. Hey, girls, me and you, I can get y'all a job at Revlon, too. You know me, I love the freak. See you, babe, same time next week. All right,
Mr. President, Mrs. Clinton just called. She will be arriving after all.
Okay, everybody. Crisis mode. Straighten this place up. Hey, honey, welcome home.
Morning, it's a big show on the radio. Let's see if we can get connected over Red Hot Talent.
What in the world?
Hello, Red Hot Talent Incorporated.
Hey, is this Murray?
No, this is.
What in the world are you doing answering your own phone, man? Where's Seal?
Oh, she's taking the day off.
Is she sick?
No. Her youngest sister's at the hospital having a baby.
Really? Well, tell her congratulations.
Ooh, I don't think that's such a good idea.
Why not?
Think about it, babe. Her youngest sister is having a baby. How do you think that makes her feel? I mean, she's been searching for a man to raise a family with since she was 16 years old. Yeah. She's been stuck in a hopeless rut for the last 30 years. Do you have any idea what that's like? Wait, of course you do. Sorry, babe. I forgot who I was talking to.
Well, so if Seal's been looking for a man since she was 16, and that was 30 years ago, that would make her...
really mad if she found out I shared those numbers with her.
Okay, so you're like a one-man band around there today, huh?
Oh, yeah. And we got big stuff happening, too, babe. Just signed a high-profile new client from the world of TV who only became available a few days ago.
Oh, yeah. Who is it?
Gary Busey.
Oh. Gary Busey. Are you serious?
What's wrong with Gary Busey?
Well, that's what a lot of people are saying. Murray, that guy's kind of a loose cannon.
Oh, like I've never signed a loose cannon.
What, did you watch Celebrity Apprentice? It was a train wreck.
Oh, like I've never signed a train wreck.
Yeah, but come on. This guy looks like he's about 6 months from killing somebody.
Oh, like I've never signed a guy 6 months before he killed somebody.
What kind of gig could you possibly get for Gary Busey?
Well, since you asked, I am pitching him for a new TV sitcom. Gary plays a wacky stay-at-home dad who gets in all kind of trouble with his best friend, Ethel. It's called I Love Busey.
Sounds like a long shot.
Well, I've also got some feelers out to the James Bond people.
Gary Busey as James Bond?
No, of course not. He'd be playing 007's arch-enemy, Busey galore. An evil genius bent on conquering the world.
Evil, maybe. Genius, I don't know.
Hey, if I could talk him into a sex change, he could be the mysterious femme fatale Octobusey.
Hey, got anything that's not just a pun on his last name?
Well, let's see. There's a spokesmodel gig for a non-dairy dessert topping called Busey Whip.
I'll take that as a no.
Well, scoff if you will, my ball-capped young friends. But I'll have you know I have a long track record of turning marginal talent into well-known household names.
Like who?
Like Antonio Santaflush, Salvatore Neosporin, Kathleen Midol, and my all-time greatest success, Mr. Peter Viagra. Trust me, Jimbo, I know what I'm doing. Hold on, babe. Bigger name on the other line.
Who is it?
I don't know. I haven't picked up the phone yet.
Then how do you know it's a bigger name?
Because it's not you, silly. Hey, listen, babe. Let's do the lunch thing later. Have your machine call my machine. And give my love to Bobby.
That's Billy.
Him too. And Jimbo?
What?
Call me.
Good morning, everybody. The Big Show is on the radio. Still a lot more coming at you.
Hey, hey, hey. Listen up. My name is Matt Foley. I'm a motivational speaker. I am 35 years old. I am thrice divorced. And every morning I listen to John Boy and Billy on the Big Show when I wake up in a van down by the river. Go on and laugh. At least the radio works.
It's a Big Show on the radio. Wonderful thing. Giveaway time every Friday about now. We draw a lucky winner. John Boy's Wonderful Thing of the Week. This is Wonderful Thing number 99. At number 14, Tony Stewart Bass Car Fishing Lure still in its original box. Let's see who the lucky listener is. Whoa. I remember talking about Colorado earlier today. It's Colorado Day, and our winner is from Greeley, Colorado, Thomas Lee. Hey, Thomas, congratulations. What a day for you to win a wonderful thing. All right, then. Now, later this afternoon, Randy, have a next wonderful thing. Have a picture up for you. I brought it in. It's a partially unrolled John Boy and Billy fan club t-shirt. They're bound to happen, moving those around a little. They're compacted for us to shoot out the cannon, you know, so you can see the picture of it, but it'll unroll the rest of the way when you get it.
Or when we're packing it. We're not sure. We're going to be gentle.
Of course we will. So there you go. Register to win that. Meet you here 1 week from right now. See who wins Wonderful Thing 100.
Yay!
Oh, yeah, they did that. There you go. Sound the trumpets. Man, I wish I had my trumpet. That's the best I can do now. It's horse racing time. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code BIGSHOW. Only on the DK Horse app. Use code BIGSHOW.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
iHeart Podcast Awards 2023 Podcast of the Year, Las Culturistas, with SNL's Bowen Yang and comedian Matt Rogers.
There's stuff happening in 2024 that we really need to address.
Pop culture and huge guests, like the latest episode with
Dua Lipa!
The more I think about it, the more scared and nervous I get.
Listen to the newest episode of Las Culturistas with Dua Lipa and all episodes on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Las Culturistas to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. Winner gets a Bull Snot prize pack. Truck drivers keep America moving, and Bull Snot make sure they look good doing it. You look for Bull Snot at truck stops across America. You can go to brownox.com, click on that link at thebigshow.com. Hang on, play 4 minutes right now. It's our Friday sports guru, Tom Sorensen. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John Boy. How are you?
Well, doing good, buddy. All right. Well, so go back and look at the Final Four in a second. But first, we trudge on here this springtime. One of our favorite weeks, the Masters down in Augusta.
Yeah, I just, I went the first time and I was just mesmerized. I mean, it was prettier than I thought it would be. It was hillier. I've been to golf tournaments, U.S. Open, where you're just crammed in, and they don't sell so many tickets that you feel like you're going to be overrun. And it really is, and I'm not just saying this because of the open bar and the press room, but it really is one of the great events I've ever covered, I've ever attended. So it's a pretty cool time.
Man, it's just pretty watching it on TV. You know, it's the springtime down there. It's just wonderful. I've been to Augusta, not during the Masters, of course, and I'd get worn out walking that course.
What do you do, man?
You get worn out walking to the building.
Well, I know, but golly, I mean, there's a lot of hills, like Tom said, and really, you don't realize it till you get there.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you need kind of a Sherpa if you're some people, but it's just, you know, I would show up really early, and just so I could kind of have the place almost to myself and just walk around and just get a feel for it. And just the beauty of the place, as good as it looks on TV, looks better in real life.
All right. Well, looking at Tiger Woods is going to play this year. How many times has he been at the Masters now, Tom?
Man, he'll be starting his 26th.
26 times.
And he's 48 years old.
Mm-hmm. And I see you got he's won five of them. So most active wins right there.
Only Jack has more. And it looked for a long time like, you know, Tiger was just going to blow it away. And then he just hit that slump and, had the physical difficulties. But he says he's feeling good. And nobody will draw as big a crowd as he does.
So who have you got to win it all?
I'm biased because I like the guy, but Rory McIlroy. Mm. This will be McIlroy's the second-ranked player in the world. This will be his 16th Masters, and he's never won. Mm. He's come close, and he is a guy that you would like and that Big Show listeners would like because, you know, his early days down there, he's the kind of guy you can just go up to and talk to. And he, you know, what do you do? How do you spend your time down here? He said, oh, man, he said, I got some buds here from Ireland. And he said, we play touch football in the street. And I'm thinking, you know, you could see the headlines breaking. Rory pulls muscle running fly pattern. We'll miss Masters, but he had a great game. But, you know, it's a regular guy thing to do. And he doesn't have his caddy blocking for him. He's just out there with the fellas and he's playing. And I just thought that was a really cool thing. And he doesn't he doesn't make a big deal out of himself. As good as he is, as accomplished as he is, it's like talking to you guys. I mean, he just is a regular guy.
I would love to see him win that too, Tom. So we'll look back at the Final Four. I know you had UConn to win it all, and they sure did, man. They run roughshod over the whole brackets, didn't they?
They did, and it was never close. I mean, Alabama gave them a game for a while. Alabama's a really good scoring team, but then Connecticut thought, oh, wait a second, we're UConn. And they play such good defense, and they have so many guys who can score, and they are really well coached. And they're one of the best teams I've seen in a long, long time. And, you know, it was the average margin, the men's tournament was higher than it's been in a long, long time. But we had our upsets. You know, we had the really cool one. We had Oakland, you know, commuter school out of Michigan. They sent Kentucky home, and they sent John Calipari to Arkansas. he left that job. And we had our moments. We had our upsets. We had NC State just and DJ Burns making it to the Final Four. I mean, we had some good stuff.
And the women's Final Four, we got to mention this, for the first time ever, outdrew viewers more than the men in the national championship game.
Yeah, they were just, and even more than that, according to ESPN, championship game was the most watched basketball game, men's or women's, college or NBA, in the last 5 years. I heard that and I said, wow. Wait a second, I don't quite believe that. But you look at the numbers and it's true. And they just kept growing and growing. And Caitlin Clark out of Iowa, and you and I talked last time. I mean, it's not like you set your schedule to watch women's basketball. I mean, I never have, but this was the first time where you talked about you and Jackie saying, what are you going to do tonight? Oh, we're going to watch a women's game. And that's, you know, it's pretty cool. If you got a mom, if you got a sister, if you got a daughter, if you got a granddaughter, you want them to have opportunities and get paid for it through nil. So that's what we're seeing.
Pretty cool. All right. Well, the NBA play-in tournament begins next Tuesday. We'll see what happens with that. Pull them a Golden State, maybe Steph, and get them back in there again. And NFL draft, 13 days away. We'll have time to look into that. All right, Tom, thank you so much, buddy. We appreciate you. You have a great weekend.
Everybody there, too, and thank you.
All right, my boy. All right, y'all, well, let's play our wordy word game. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants. Play next. Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. Rolling through your Friday, April 12th. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bidbox, brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway and the Coca-Cola 600, having Sunday, May 26th. Marvin Webster, Black Slang for White People. Search for keyword slang. Hit the Bidbox at thebigshow.com and right now.
When everybody's heard about the bird.
Let's play the wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Chris, Roanoke, Virginia. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, John Boy. How you doing?
Welcome, buddy. Totally awesome. Welcome in here.
Long time listener, first time caller.
All right, let me get the cow out right quick. There you go. That's Elsie for Chris. All right. And then we got Houston from Greenville, South Carolina. Good morning, Houston.
Good morning.
Hey, all right, boys, welcome. So, Houston, you're going to be on Tater's team. Me and Chris together there.
Should I call you Houston or Halston?
Call me Hal.
Hal.
All right. Yeah. See, I was...
You got it.
I was counting on Jackie. Had spelled his name right and everything.
I knew it.
Way to go, baby.
You did.
All right, so Hal and Tater, y'all relax for a second. Let me and Chris see what we can do for the first 30 seconds. All right, Chris, are you ready?
I'm ready, John Boy.
Okay, wow. Start the clock now. Say, oh, you're a good little boy. You blank him on the head with your hand.
Pat.
Yes. Pat. Rhymes with it. Not a dog. It's a?
Frog.
Rhymes with it. No. The other one. The first one. Rhyming. What was the first one?
Timing.
What was the first one you just said?
Pat.
Yeah, it's Pat. Okay, and a cat. You wear this on your head.
Hat.
Yes. Okay, you're not skinny. You are
fat.
Yeah. All right. Threw me off air a little bit there. I was about to panic.
Y'all look at your shoes. This could happen. He's a power keg.
Four on the board. I said rhyming or something. Did he say a word that rhymed?
Timing.
Timing. Not yeah. He was rhyming with rhyming. Yeah. I got you. All right.
I can get a half a point for that.
Yeah, Gregory, you really don't have to think that hard now. All right, buddy.
He's deciphering you. Okay.
Let's see what Tater and Hal can do for their round one. You ready, Hal?
I am.
And go.
This is what you call a child with no parents.
Orphan.
Uh-huh. Rhyme. Dig a hole with this. I'm sorry, you're not rhyming.
Shovel.
Yeah. And you cut wood, or you cut a branch with this.
Saw.
And yeah. You eat these at a ball game, not a hamburger.
Hot dog.
Yeah.
And you store your Christmas stuff up in this, in your house.
At it.
And the queen's son.
Prince.
And you tie your tie a rope into a what?
Knot.
Wow, man.
He's a smoker. He's playing.
Seven on the board. Seemed like I had about a minute and a half.
I know.
Man, it didn't feel like it. You're piling on me over there.
No, and you think I'd do it for her?
All right. Well, Hal, good job, man. Y'all take the lead by three. Yes, good work, Tater. Chris, we need some points right now. So are you ready?
I'm ready to go.
Okay. Start the clock now. You get this on the outside of a pie. Yes, uh-huh. All right, let's go eat supper. Another word for supper. Let's eat.
Dinner.
Yeah, uh-huh. All right, you breathe. You have two of these in your body, and they breathe.
Lungs.
Yeah, uh-huh. You cut the grass with your?
Mower.
What kind of mower?
Lawnmower.
Yes, uh-huh. The opposite of the toe of your shoe is the?
Heel.
Yes, uh-huh. You climb one of these. To get on the roof.
Mountain.
No.
Roof.
No.
A ladder.
Yes. Good work. All right, Chris. We'll put a 6 on that 4. A 10.
No. So, yeah, no. Yes.
Hal and Tater. Wow, this will probably just be a walk in the park for y'all. 3 will tie. 4 will win.
Get out of my mind, man.
Ready, go.
All right. Cashew is one of these. An almond.
Nut.
Yes. Rhymes with it. A dog of many breeds is called a what? He's got all these different breeds in him. He's a what? Just a raggedy old
mutt.
Yeah.
So,
rhymes with it. This is your stomach. Is another name for your stomach. You got a beer.
Gut.
Uh-huh.
Tied up.
Rhymes with it. You get your hair shortened. You get a hair
cut.
Cut for the win. You did it. 11 and 10.
I've been due a win.
All right, doggone it, Chris, up in Roanoke. We got to get you to try again, man. You're a good player. We came up a little short.
Hey, anytime. You let me know when.
Awesome, bud. Appreciate you listening, man. And Hal down in Greenville, you got $120 worth of Bull Snot products headed your way.
All right. Thank you.
All right, man. Good morning. Got a big show on the radio. It is bit request time. Caleb Atkins from Beckley, West Virginia says, hey, man, could you guys run that top 10 out of Taylor's outfits? My wife needs to hear that. All right,
she
Caleb.
She must be a Swiftie.
Good deal. We got it for you, Caleb. Get your wife by the radios. Coming up next. Got a big show on the radio, something you would like to hear around this time, Monday through Friday. Shoot us a line at thebigshow.com. Caleb Atkins out of Beckley, West Virginia, requested this morning. He wants his wife to hear it. So here we go, Caleb.
Well, one of the most familiar things about the Eras Tour by Taylor Swift is the shiny, spangly, silver outfit she wears on stage at most of the shows. Not sure how you'd describe it, but we're fixing to try. Today's Big Show Top 10 list, top 10 things Taylor Swift is dressed for in her onstage outfit. Number 10, being shot out of a cannon. Number 9, being sawed in half by a magician. Number 8, holding the lion tamer's hat while he gets in the cage with the lion. Number 7, marching with a color guard during halftime at the Iron Bowl. Number 6, dancing behind Ruth Buzzy and Joanne Worley on Laugh-In in 1968. Number 5, selling cigarettes in front of Caesar's Palace before Evel Knievel jumps the fountain in 1967.
Cigars, cigarettes, Tipperillo.
Number 4, whacking Nancy Kerrigan in the knee before the 1992 Winter Olympics. Number 3, posing for the Oscar statue in 1928.
She does this like all cool.
Number 2, posing for the new Rolls-Royce hood ornament in 1911. And the number 1 thing Taylor Swift is dressed for, picking up a $2 million check after tonight's concert.
Good morning, this is the Big Show on the radio. Got y'all featured track from the Big Show Bitbox. If y'all want this one to keep for yourselves, just search the Bitbox keyword slang. It's Marvin Webster.
Yo, what's up? Oh, how y'all
man.
Doing?
Doing good, man.
Well, I see old Don Imus did something this month for the first time in American history. He kept the NCAA women's basketball tournament on the front page for 2 solid weeks. You know, usually it gets like 10 seconds on SportsCenter right before the first commercial break, one time a year. Oh, this year, the whole first half of April was a nappy-headed hoedown. I mean, I don't like to get political. You know me, that ain't how I do things. But, you know, let me just say this about Don Imus. Man looked like that, got a lot of nerve making fun of somebody else's hair. Don Imus got the perfect face for radio. Looked like Abraham Lincoln and Chewbacca had a kid. Everybody's saying, can you believe they took him off TV? I can't believe they put him on TV. Now, did he go over the line? Probably. Should he have got fired for it? I say no. See, they want to teach him a lesson. What they ought to do, they should put him back on the radio and then make Al Sharpton his co-host. You know, it could be like the Imus and Andy show. I think we could all learn a thing or two from that. The main problem with Imus, where he messed up, he ain't been keeping up with the rules for white people using slang words that originated in the African-American community. Uh-huh. And, of course, rule number 1 is a white man over the age of 50 is not allowed to use black slang under any circumstance. I'm sorry, y'all. It's like a fat girl in a thong. It don't fit, and it's painful to look at. Outside of that, generally, it becomes okay for white people to use a piece of black slang 6 months after the last black person in America stops using it.
All right.
Or 2 weeks after Will Smith uses it for a song title, which is pretty much the same thing. Yeah. So in other words, getting jiggy with it is perfectly okay. You know, all that is okay, and peeps is no problem, and heezy and fasheezy, y'all have at it. That's how I roll. This is kind of a new one. That was going to be okay as of June 15th. I just got the word. I hear there was a brother in Detroit holding out on that one. And let's talk about, oh, no, you didn't, and don't go there, girlfriend.
All right.
Those two are okay for white women and white gay men. You know, straight white guys, y'all probably want to stay away from both of those.
Yeah.
A lot of white folks been wondering about Hail to the No. It's become real popular. A bunch of y'all learned that from Whitney. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, her and Bobby broke up. The show got canceled. So Hail to the No is okay as of May 31st. You know, you might want to make a note of that. Now, anything with izzle on the end, you know, that could be a problem. You know, normally it's okay except, you know, for something like nizzle. Because, you know, it's like pig Latin. It does mean something else.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's too close to the line, you know, because, see, if we give you nizzle and some fool is going to start freestyling, and next thing you know, people be saying stuff like jigabizzle, and that ain't going to fly. Yeah, right? Yeah. Nappy-headed hoes, you know, the phrase in question this month, that one is off limits for at least another 5 years.
Okay.
We refer
all
to
right.
that as the Imus rule. And, of course, it goes without saying the N-word, not the phrase, the actual word, will never be approved for Caucasian use, at least not officially. Right. I don't care how cool you are. Yeah, yeah, I know. Dave Chappelle says it all the time. I know y'all love Dave. We love Dave, too. But see, you know, when y'all use that word, it don't sound like Chappelle. It sounds like Kramer at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah, well.
Plus, you know, the N-word, technically, that is a white word that we took back from y'all a couple of years ago. So yeah. That's a special case. Hey, now, don't complain to me. I don't make the rules, all right?
All right.
You know, if you have a question about a specific word and or phrase, what you need to do is ask your black friend if you have one. See, the Home Office puts out a rundown every month of black phrases that are officially approved for use by white people.
Okay.
And most of us are on the mailing list, so we can look it up for you if you need us to. Black people, we're here to help. Y'all think about it. I'm Marvin Lynch.
BetBox is here. All your favorites from four decades of The Big Show. 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Shop the BetBox online at thebigshow.com. Order Big Show stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
Miss any Big Show today? Don't let that happen. Catch it up. John Mobile and Late Risers Podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. You can make it easy. Subscribe to us with a free iHeartRadio app. Bye, y'all. Great rest of your day. See you on tomorrow. Love you, mean it.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
iHeart Podcast Awards 2023 Podcast of the Year, Las Culturistas, with SNL's Bowen Yang and comedian Matt Rogers.
There's stuff happening in 2024 that we really need to address.
Pop culture and huge guests, like the latest episode with
Dua Lipa.
The more I think about it, the more scared and nervous I get.
Listen to the newest episode of Las Culturistas with Dua Lipa and all episodes on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Las Culturistas to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.